All right, so let's take a look to see what happened in the markets today. Today is Friday, April 30th, and with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. So, Mark, markets are down today after an interesting week, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what a week, Marcus. I mean, there were a few big events, but really the focus was on earnings. 303 companies in the S&P 500 have reported, and 87% actually topped analyst expectations. So pretty good week for the earnings front.
All right, well, let's take a look at the indices and see what happened today. So right here, we're looking at the Dow Jones, and the Dow is down, what, 0.5%? And as you can see, pretty flat week. So here, next one is the S&P 500. So S&P 500 is down 0.72%, and then we have the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ also down today, 0.78%. So super interesting week. If we take a look at this, so I'm just zooming in right now on the Dow, because this is where we see what happened looking at the last 5 days. So let's start with Monday, Mark.
Sure.
I mean, on Monday, markets were pretty much waiting, not a whole lot going on just here.
Yeah, on Monday and Tuesday, pretty slow days, really just waiting for really Wednesday, where we had the Fed statement and also Biden's plan proposal. And so a whole bunch of hurry up and wait until Wednesday.
Yeah, but on Wednesday, then we had the Fed meeting. And I mean, everybody was wondering if Powell is saying something that they're thinking about tempering or stopping their tempering. What? You get the idea. Oh my gosh, this is still new for us doing this together. As
yeah.
You know, usually it's either Mark doing it or it's me doing it, but we decided this will be more fun together. But yeah, let's talk about this. So nothing happening there. Markets pretty uneventful on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, well, markets actually started moving higher, but today going down again. I mean, it's super interesting. If we look at what happened here, let me just bring up the S&P again that we can take a look at the week. So the S&P 500 up 0.02% for the week. So pretty much
really?
Nothing. I mean, we started exact, or we ended where we started. So we see it here, not a whole lot going on. So, but yeah, you just mentioned it. Earnings were definitely in the focus today. Let's talk about some stocks that moved today, some earnings that we had going on.
Yeah, and let's take a look at Chevron, Marcus. So Chevron reported before the bell, and they actually dropped 3.6% after reporting worse than expected earnings. Another oil and gas player, ExxonMobil, the ticker XOM, they actually beat earnings expectations, but they were still lower, finishing down 2.8%. And Marcus, part of this could have been earnings related, but also crude oil was down today. Crude oil down almost 2.5%. And I know that crude oil had 3 up days. Today, it seems like maybe crude oil's drop was tied to some of the demand issues potentially in India with COVID. I don't know if you knew this or not, but India is the world's third largest importer with a nation of 1.4 billion people. And New Delhi and Mumbai went into lockdown and curfew. So
that could have had
a little impact.
I did not know that that India was one of the largest consumers, or the third largest consumer here. That is amazing.
Yeah.
All right, but let's talk about a few other stocks that were moving today. One of the stocks that reported earnings today was Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So let's take a look at Amazon. I mean,
huge.
All eyes on Amazon, because we had big tech reporting this week. We had Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Tesla. I mean, all of them were reporting this week. So let's see what Amazon did here.
Yeah, and Amazon, they actually opened higher, made new record highs, but retreated with the overall market and finished the day with a 0.1% loss. But huge, huge earnings for Amazon. Gosh, today up as much as 2.4% with sales and earnings strong, driven by online shopping after the pandemic, or because of the pandemic, and also their cloud demand. They actually have 200 million Prime members, which is up a third from last quarter.
So, 200 million.
200 million.
Are you a Prime member, Mark?
I am.
So am I.
And I've been buying a ton on Amazon.
Okay. All right. So another company that reported earnings today was Twitter.
Yeah.
And Twitter got hammered. I mean, take a look at this. Here's the chart. We're down 15% for the day. So massively going down. What happened here, Mark?
You know, this gets a little scary for Twitter because the company reported disappointing growth and second quarter revenue expectations. They say that user growth could slow. So they got a little boost because of the pandemic. But it's interesting because a lot of, you know, companies in a similar space are doing great and they're seeing growth and better numbers. And Twitter here is saying, things aren't that great because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I just pulled up Google here. So Google reported earnings a couple of days ago. And I mean, they said, you know what, because of the pandemic, everybody is hanging out on Google and especially also on YouTube. I mean, YouTube just reported new record growth when it comes to ad revenue. And this is where they are seeing an influx in users. Same Facebook. I mean, Facebook reported earnings. And I'm just bringing it up here. Facebook reported earnings also 2 days ago. No, was it? Yeah, 2 days ago after the bell. So yesterday, up massively, as we can see, jumping from 306 to 330. So I'm just marking it here on the chart because they also said that ad revenue is up. So it seems that the pandemic has helped Facebook and Google, but this is where Twitter said, well, not really for us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the end of Twitter, but it definitely is a little concerning if you're holding Twitter.
Hey, talking about the pandemic, one of the, let me just see, I want to put up lumber, because lumber futures were just, it just going up like crazy. Here we go. Let me just pull it up here. So this is just up and away. And this is probably because everybody is doing home renovation projects because of the pandemic. I mean, this is one of the reasons. And then also we have a housing boom right now going on with interest being as low as they are. People are buying houses. So there's a lot of demand. And this is where lumber has gone up. I recently read that it added $36,000 to build a new house just because lumber is more expensive. I mean, it's up. What, around 400%? Just crazy.
Yeah, crazy. I know that I recently bought a bunch of redwood to build some little planters in the backyard and easily spent $350 on something that would have been $100 just, you know, a couple years ago. So it's there. Don't be building decks this summer.
crazy. So some other stocks where we had news, but they did not move at all. So for example, today, Disney. So Disney's two California theme parks reopened today. Now, things will still look a little different, but with guests required to wear masks and Mickey Mouse maintaining social distancing, though the company has called back more than 10,000 cast members. I guess that's what they call their employees, right? They're all called cast members. So you would think that this gives Disney a boost, but Disney today only up 0.4% approximately. So it seems that investors here first want to see, okay, are people actually going back into theme parks? Because I also read that the reopening of the parks are also restricted to California residents only.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard that, Marcus, but this was something that was announced a while ago too. So I wouldn't necessarily say market moving news, but I know people definitely ready to go visit the happiest place on earth, right?
Yeah, but I mean, Disney has also done a phenomenal job with their streaming business.
Absolutely.
And their streaming, right? I mean, Disney Plus, they have blown it out of the park. I mean, they exceeded the numbers that they were expecting way sooner, right? I mean, it just kind of crazy.
Yeah, great pivot to a media company, basically, with ESPN, Disney Plus, you know, Nat Geo part of the channel lineup, to get away from just the movie industry and also theme parks. So, hey, good job, Disney.
All right. Now, another company that I want to take a quick look at is Berkshire Hathaway. Here we go. Let's take a look at BRKA, the flagship product here, Warren Buffett's company, because they have their annual meeting this weekend. And we know that this is where usually people flocked to, where is it, in Omaha?
I believe so, yeah.
I think, right, to where they any had their annual meeting. Now everything is virtual, and I mean, I'm not surprised, because Warren Buffett is, what, 90 years old, and his business partner, Charlie Munger, is 97 year old. So, yeah, I want to make sure that they're not traveling. But so I heard that this is actually dubbed the Woodstock of capitalism. Have you heard this? Because so many people were just traveling there, and it seemed to be like a big event almost. I'm probably getting crucified here right now when I say it's almost like Comic-Con, right? But I mean, it seems that people were running around dressed like Warren Buffett. So, but it's going virtual for a second year in a row. Looking at the stock today, didn't do anything. And I mean, this stock here is pretty much in line with the market. So it was down today 1.29%. Not surprising, because it's value investing, right? I mean, sure. Warren Buffett is invested in what? Coca-Cola, McDonald's, right? I mean, the good old value investing, and this is why when the overall market goes down, so do they.
Yeah, okay. And there could be a couple of questions. I know that during the pandemic, they lightened up their bank positions. They dropped JP Morgan, trimmed their position in US Bank Corp and also Wells Fargo. But last quarter, they added Verizon and Chevron, so there could be some questions around that. And then also, we know that Buffett's really been a crypto skeptic, along with some other people around here. Will he change his mind? I doubt it, but I'm sure those questions will come up.
Hey, talking about crypto, we got to talk about Tesla. So Tesla reported earnings on Monday, and they reported earnings and actually fell after returning. So they had a good day today. Today they were up 4.8%.
Yeah.
Because here's what happened. During earnings, they said, you know what? Sales were not as good as we thought, but we blew it out of the water with profits. Right? Did you hear this?
Yep.
However, the interesting thing is that out of these profits, a lot came from their Bitcoin holdings, because Elon Musk has bought $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, which I heard right now is worth $2.5 billion or something like this. So they made more money on the cryptocurrency than they did selling cars. So this is why Tesla's profits were at a record high. Yep. I mean, I think it was a record high. But then everybody looked into this and said, "What? Wait a minute. This is not from selling cars. This is from holding a cryptocurrency." And this is why the stock price initially dropped. I don't even know. Have you heard anything why it rallied up today? Is this related to Bitcoin?
You know what? Honestly, I don't know. But I know that for the week, they finished lower by 2.7%. So
Mark? Must be, because I just pulled up Bitcoin here, and Bitcoin today is up 6.24%.
Okay.
So this
increases. So now Tesla is a Bitcoin stock.
Right. So now Tesla, it's really interesting, because if you look at this over the past few days, or it's super interesting. If you look at the Bitcoin chart, I'm having Bitcoin up here, and now I'm pulling up Tesla again. They are pretty much going hand in hand right now, because Tesla is holding so many Bitcoin. That's crazy. Hey, let's talk about next week. So
yeah.
First of all, I'm pulling up the economic calendar here. So what's happening next week? On Monday, Fed Chair Powell is speaking again. Do you think that it will move the markets?
You know, I don't see him dropping any bombs after the Fed statement this week, right? It just would seem odd that he decides on Monday to let everything loose.
So. Right. I mean, because this week was the big week, right, where he had a chance to say, you know what, we are thinking about doing something. I said, no, I mean, we saw some economic reports that were better than expected, but let's just see. We still have a lot of unemployment going on, so we want to see that this is getting much, much better. Talking about unemployment, next week is the big week. On Friday,
yep,
we have the monthly unemployment being released.
Yep. Average hourly earnings, non-farm employment change in the unemployment rate for the previous month, so for April. So that's a biggie. Traders watch that, and we'll see what those numbers look like.
Absolutely. Okay, and then what else is on deck next week? We have a busy earnings calendar next week. I mean, we have now, what, half of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings, so we have around 50% that have already reported. Does that sound about right?
More than that, I think 303 out of 500. So
we are 303 out of 500. Okay, but we do have a few bigger names reporting next week. We just talked about the energy, so we have, now this was today, actually, Exxon and Mobil. So next week, who do we have on deck next week?
Next week, let's see.
Ferrari. Talking about big companies. No, that's not it. Let's just see.
It looks like Berkshire Hathaway before the bell on Monday. Mondays and Fridays are normally light weeks or light days for earnings. And then things pick up on Tuesday, Wednesday, and also Thursdays. Thursday being the busiest with quite a few companies reporting. I'm just taking a look at Tuesday. Yeah.
I just want to bring up the chart of the Dow again. And so what to expect next week? I mean, we have been really, really quiet pretty much for the last 2 weeks. We have been in a narrow range. So at some point, the markets will move again. To the upside, to the downside, who knows, right? This is why we always say trade what you see, not what you think. As traders, we want to see some more volatility. Volatility has been pretty low in the markets. We can take a quick look here at the VIX. And the VIX is still hovering around 18, below 20 here, the magic line. So, I mean, this can stay like this forever. At some point, the markets will move. And so let's see what next week brings.
Yeah. Bottom line, still a busy week for earnings. And the big report on the economic calendar is Friday's job report.
All right. Well, trade what you see, not what you think. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again next week.
Happy trading, everybody.
And that's a wrap.